Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You are listening to the Load Management Podcast. Why? I don't know.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? It's your man Chops. Brand new episode of the Complex Sports Podcast, Load Management Podcast. As always, joined by my trusty co-host Adam and Zion. Zion almost missed this episode due to his civic duty, some jury duty. Lord knows. Imagine Zion being on like an important trial on the jury.
Listen. I was going to be there till 6, and then I was going to be there Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, but I finessed my way out because I'm the finesse king.
So you got out of doing your civic duty for America.
So what lie did you peddle?
Yeah, what did you tell them?
It wasn't a lie.
What'd you tell them?
Am I allowed to say the case on nah, I'm allowed.
Don't say the case. But, I don't want to get sued.
Let him flame himself. Go ahead. Give us all the details here, pal.
Is there any high profile? Is it like the Michael Cohen case or
you
something?
You
like
a grand jury. You can divulge some details here.
Let's talk about it.
It wasn't a criminal case. It was a civil case.
No, that's the worst.
Oh, that's not.
I told him, in this climate, I don't feel comfortable in this courthouse, and I cannot be impartial.
Did you tell them because of the Rona?
Huh?
Because of Corona?
Nah, because of me being a black man in the courthouse. It just didn't sit right.
Wait, okay, now you have to tell us what the civil case was about. What is that? How did that factor in?
It was about some random lady slipping on ice.
What?
Are you surprised young Zion
pulled
the race car?
Who did she sue? Who was she suing?
I don't want to say any details to get me in trouble or something. But
you ain't gonna get in trouble. But if you slip on ice, who are you suing? Was she in like a grocery store?
You can sue the city. You can sue the people on the sidewalk, the property for not taking care of the ice and shoveling.
Some company, but yes, they couldn't argue, and I'm here.
Okay, that's a good one.
Good finesse.
Adam, have you ever served on a jury? I've served on a jury.
I've gotten called back for jury duty, but never actually served on a jury.
I served on a jury when I was 18, not guilty. Proud of it.
How many days?
2 days.
That's not too bad.
I was 18. I was like,
and you got paid for it?
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, I got paid big bucks.
I was like, fuck that. I'm good. I
got called for jury duty the week I was leaving LA.
Oh.
And obviously you got out of that because I was moving across country. So
we have an unnamed coworker who told me in Zion that he just ignores all the summons all the time. I was like,
he will be getting fined and
or jailed. I was like, that seems like a dangerous way. I was like, that feels like the wrong way to go about it. Anyways, we're here this week. I don't care who's listening, if wherever you fall, whatever. This week is fucking crazy. I'm fucking tired. We're recording this on Wednesday. There's a lot going on.
Well, you two lunatics stay up till 5 o'clock in the morning.
You know what? Because one, John King is my hero, and I'm going to watch that man.
All praise to John King, who is a true legend.
That man on the board is like a magician.
He's a maestro.
The way he knows the counties and everything, nothing gets me more fired up than watching him on the board. It's like LeBron in the fourth quarter. So let me just say, our Baron Davis episode dropped on Election Day, so go listen to that because I'm sure a lot of you guys probably ignored it because there's a lot of shit going on. So go back and listen to that if you haven't done so. And we're gonna make some NFL picks. I don't know what else to say.
You don't want to talk about Trump's win probability fluctuating like
crazy? The betting thing, without getting too into whatever, the betting odds market last night was fucking insane.
I have it in front of me right now.
It got up to -710. I've never seen anything
according to
like
the
that.
Action Network, Trump's win probability peaked at 10 p.m. at almost 75%.
For I don't know what happened last night. It was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen, and there was mass panic off of actual, like, not results. It was so weird.
You were part of the
mess. I was part of it. I was freaking out.
This man was crazy. Like, bro, it was 10 minutes into the results release. He's like, bro.
No. It was no 10 chance. O'clock. 10 o'clock no was chance. 10 o'clock. Hey, word to Joe LaPuma. You know what Joe said last night? He said the witching hour happened at 10 o'clock last night, taking a NFL red zone term.
No, taking a Mike Francesa term. That's not an NFL red zone. That's a Mike Francesa term.
Yeah, so the witching hour happened and all hell broke loose.
And if you don't know, the witching hour coined by Mike Francesa, who I think gave praise to Brent Musburger for that term, that's the 3 o'clock window on Sundays when all hell breaks loose in every NFL game if you're watching it.
And it's become a red zone thing now. When you watch red zone, the witching hour gets all crazy. So we experienced the witching hour. As Zion said, you know, I was a little, you know, I'm a little emotional. I am very, you know, let me say this. I tweeted it. I'm happy the Browns don't play this week. I don't think I could handle a Browns game this week. So with all that said, Adam, real quick before we get to the NFL picks this week. You know what Zion told me? You know, with things on the ballots and everything.
Enlighten he said me. What did young Zion try and educate
when gambling gets approved in New York, God knows when that would be.
What are you talking about?
No, in New York State, when you can sports.
You can legally wager on sports in New York State. You just have to go to casinos. You can't
When it's like it is in New Jersey where you can do it on your phone and everything, young Zion is going to delve into the world of sports gambling with us.
Oh, really?
He assured me.
Oh, okay.
Big bang.
You want to join the party here, pal?
You know I'm going to make a lot of cash.
See? Yeah, he's already confident. He's already confident.
Oh, my God. You're going to be in the poorhouse, pal. You better watch it.
See, but you know what? I've never thought I'd see the day. I'm so excited. I welcome, Zion. Welcome.
Our eyes. How about that? Round of applause for young Zion finally growing a pair.
There we go. So let's get to our weekly picks. I don't even want to say my record last week. It was so bad.
It was atrocious.
Okay, you guys can say it for me. You know what? We all have off weeks, okay? Adam, you were 8-6, very good. You know, yeah. I still think I have a better overall record than you.
12-3 straight up also.
Stop gassing yourself. Bro. No. Let's see. He calls me the waffler. That's what he used.
I don't give a shit about the straight up picks, but I did get praise
for context, for context, we do the weekly picks on the website every week, and some site, they take everybody's picks in sports media, the ESPN, everybody. And they put them in one place. I think it's called Sports IQ or something. And the top five people, Sports Tally, the top five people every week get tweeted out, and Adam somehow was included.
The first time
he's ever had a good straight up week's pick.
He's false narrative number one of this podcast. He's
statistically the worst straight up pick person at conference.
I got a tally up this week, so I haven't even done that.
Number two of the podcast.
So Adam got a tweet from those people, and he's feeling good about himself. Well, without further ado, let's get to week nine. Week nine picks.
Breaking news just to happen now. Matt Stafford has COVID.
Really?
Yep.
That's going to change the line. Let me see if there's line movement already. No, not yet.
Where are we at? We'll get to it. We'll get to that game. Good to know. It was already Minnesota -4, so I'm imagining that's going to expand. Okay. Let's get to this. I have no idea if this game is going to be played tomorrow night or later because
the NFL put out a press release saying it will be played.
It will be played tomorrow night? Okay, so first game of the week, Green Bay Packers, San Francisco 49ers, rematch of the NFC Championship game. However, this will be much different than that NFC Championship game because Jimmy G's out, George Kittle's out, Bosa's out. The 49ers, I'm surprised they have no players.
The Packers running back crew is out pretty much.
The Packers don't have any running backs because of COVID and Aaron Jones got hurt. The line that I'm seeing right now is 5.5 to Green Bay. Give me that. I think that's a no-brainer. I get the 49ers are tough. They fight. Shanahan gets his guys ready to play, but it's a short week. They're hurt. The Packers still have Aaron Rodgers. The Packers are going to be pissed off because they laid a massive egg and let Dalvin Cook look like Barry Sanders last week against them. Like, lost me a fantasy game straight up. Fucking Dalvin Cook. So yeah, give me the Packers 5.5 bounce back week against a beat up San Francisco team on the road.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much said it. Packers win this one.
A little revenge.
It's 6 right now on my board, and 75% of the money is coming in the Packers, but I can't justify taking the 49ers when half of their goddamn roster is on injury reserve or out for this game. So I will take the Packers at, for our purposes, 5.5.
Yeah. 5.5, 6. I don't think there's much difference in the 5. If it gets up to 7, A little,
who knows
with
this week? Who knows with all the shit going down right now?
Yeah, Nick Mullins, you can't bet on him. Okay, game two, week nine. Seattle Seahawks traveling cross country, Adam's favorite thing. Early window to take on the Buffalo Bills.
Seattle,
we know you have the same stat every time. Seattle is favored by 2.5 on the road, 1 o'clock window. So Adam, you go first with your little stat.
All right, my first scintillating stat of the week. The Seahawks under Pete Carroll are 14-7-3 against the spread when they play in 1 p.m. East Coast starts. I'm taking the Seahawks.
Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty easy one.
You don't care about that line, Adam? I just gave the stat.
Pete Carroll is 14-7-3 against the spread in these 1 p.m. East Coast starts with the Seahawks. So I will lay the points, even though it's now jumped up to 3. Give me the Seahawks. They are a better team than the Bills. Come on.
The Bills are looking kind of fraudish a little bit the past couple of weeks. I don't know.
I've been saying that for 2 months, but okay.
No, you haven't. Relax.
I have. Relax. Look it up. I have. I literally have been saying that for 2 months.
But they look kind of fraudish. The Seahawks get too much offense for them. They'll win.
I'm actually surprised that this is the Bills are like it's up to 3 in this line. Give me the Bills. Give me the Bills at home. A little bounce back. They struggled. They've been struggling lately. I don't trust the Seattle defense. Yeah, I like the Bills +3 or +2.5, whatever. All right, here's this one. Obviously, huge breaking news in this game. Detroit Lions at Minnesota Vikings. The line that we have is Minnesota -4. Matt Stafford has tested positive for COVID. He obviously won't play. I don't think, right? I don't think you can play.
Oh, come on. You can't play. Jesus Christ.
I was going through their protocols in my mind, and I don't think you can play.
Can you name the backup for the Lions?
Is it
David Blaustein?
It is Orlovsky?
No, Dan
Orlovsky. No, he's on ESPN.
I know, it's a joke. Relax.
Is it Charlie Batch? Is Charlie Batch the Lions backup?
Charlie Batch is 90 years
old
now.
It is Chase Daniel.
It's Chase Daniel?
Yes.
Wait, oh.
He's competent.
What's that line? So we don't know what this line is, but you know what?
I'll say this to quickly interject here, Chops. Your better NFL quarterbacks are worth as much as 6 points if they're in the lineup or not.
So it's going to go to 10? You're saying it's going to go to 10?
No, I'm not saying that because Matthew Stafford's not worth 6 points. Matthew Stafford, handicappers probably falls within, if he's not available, like the 2 to 3 point range maximum. So you may see this game tick up to the 6 point range. And from my perspective, if you're getting 6 points in the division game with a decently competent backup quarterback against Kirk Cousins and the Vikings coming off the win of the year for them, I'm going to take the Lions.
Whoa. You're going to take Chase Daniel?
I'm going to take Chase Daniel.
If it's plus six points. The problem is we're guessing the line right now. So we don't
Very
know.
True. Whatever the final number is, for our purposes right now, you have it in our Google sheet as
it's -4.
Four. That's what it is on my board. I'll take the 4 points, but it's probably going to tick up to, I would think, 6.
Yeah, but this is not even like Chase Daniel had all week to prepare. This seemed like it was a sudden thing.
I mean, it's only Wednesday. It feels like it's Friday. Yeah, it is only Wednesday, so he is going to have all the practices. But the thing is, all these quarterbacks are close to each other. Do we know that Chase Daniel won't be considered a close contact?
Yeah, I don't even know. That's definitely a possibility.
Fair. That's fair.
We probably shouldn't pick this game if we're being honest. We probably shouldn't.
Come on.
Okay.
I know straight up Vikings are going to win this game.
Yeah, but I'm going Vikings no matter what. I'm going to go Vikings. Especially if it's, I mean, it's going to go to 6 probably. I'm still going to take the Vikings. Dalvin Cook's going to run all over them.
Good matchup this week.
Let's keep it moving. So apparently Adam has some crazy stat about this game. Carolina Panthers at Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs favored by 10.5. Adam, give us your stat and get it out of the way.
My second scintillating stat of the week. Teddy Bridgewater is 16-2 against the spread as a road underdog. You give me 12.5 points.
I see 10.5.
I see 12.5. I'll take whatever points I can get, even better if it's 12.5. So give me the Panthers and the points with Teddy Bridgewater, who covers like a goddamn machine when he's a road underdog.
Is CMC back? That is the question.
Yes, CMC is back.
CMC is back.
It looks like CMC. He's been cleared to practice. It looks like he's back.
CMC is back. We're going to have a little shootout. We're going to have a little shootout in Kansas City, but obviously the Chiefs are going to win, though. But my fantasy team is back, baby. Run CMC. running for Nick, the title.
Nick Chubb also coming back, buddy.
Oh, this week?
I know they're on bye this week, but week after the bye.
Oh, are we lit?
So, Adam, if we go by 12 and a half, that's a lot. I would
it's
go
a
with
lot.
The,
that's why I can't turn it down. It's 12 and a half.
I would go if it's 12 and a half, if you see 12 and a half, give me the Panthers. I like your Teddy stat.
Do you want another stat to back up why you should take the Panthers?
No. No.
No.
I think you do, actually.
Tired you said what stats. It was. You said
I'm giving you a second stat here. A 2B scintillating stat of the week, and that is according Smoke to the stat. Action Network, road underdogs off a loss, which the Panthers are 24-13 against the spread this season.
It's not very
That's good.
That's actually really good, pal.
It's
really good.
Solid, that's really good. But it's like
that's actually really good.
Fire.
How I would ask you how many games were the Chiefs the team that they play that team played the next
that's
week?
That's a touche right there. Obviously, it's a big step up in competition.
I just there's something about I'm still mad about the fucking backdoor cover that we were right about a backdoor cover in that Chiefs Jets game. It just came from the other fucking side.
Yeah,
it was so close. It was so close, and it.
I knew he wasn't going to play in the fourth. I knew he wasn't going to play in the fourth. So,
but just story of my week.
Trust the Jets.
I would if it's 12 and a half. I'd go with the Panthers. That's a little too much for my taste. If you see it lower, I think you got to consider maybe going with the Chiefs. But 12 and a half, I'll go with the Panthers. Okay, Denver, Adam's man, my buddy Adam, my buddy who listens, Kyle. Avid listener of the podcast, listens every week, texts me up to. He says you should embrace your Drew Lock fandom. Why would you turn away from a quarterback who showed out last week?
Because it's a false narrative. It's the third false narrative of this podcast that you keep peddling.
You're keeping track this week, okay? All right, I'm just checking. So you're not guy Drew Lock. He's not your guy. Drew Lock is heading to Atlanta. Atlanta is favored by 4 points over the Broncos. In this game, give me the Broncos. I have a pact. I am never betting on the Atlanta Falcons again. So give me the Broncos +4. I don't care.
I mean, I picked the against the Falcons last week,
and they won because that's what the Falcons do. They never, no matter who does it, they always fuck you up.
But I think they're good enough to beat the.
The Chargers look good enough to beat the Broncos too.
That's tough. Who's home? The Falcons?
It's in Atlanta.
Let me just be safe and go with the Falcons because...
You're going to regret it.
I will. But I got to go with the Falcons here.
Adam?
I, too, like Chops, cannot trust the Falcons. So if you're going to give me more than a field goal against them, I have zero faith that they can sustain success after a pretty decent win against Carolina, basically a week ago. I'm taking the Broncos and my Fugazi boy, Drew Lock.
Okay. You can claim him. That's on you. That's your prerogative. I'm not trying to tell you what to do.
Oh, now officially, as we do the podcast, Lions Vikings off the board.
Yeah, I mean, of course it's off the board. When this comes out, the new line will be out. So we're trying to give you guys a sense of if it gets up into the 6-7 range, I would think maybe the Lions, if Chase Daniels is in, I'm still going to go with the Vikings just because there's so much uncertainty there.
You're taking them regardless.
Yeah. New York Giants at the Washington football team. Washington football team -3. Big development here. Zion is done with Daniel Jones. He is done with Daniel Jones. He is tweeting Justin Fields pictures in Giants uniforms. He is done with Daniel Jones. We have a big development happening in real time. So that happened.
Bro. It's dawned on me that if Daniel Jones was competent and not panicking every time there was pressure, the Giants would be in first place. They might have 4 to 5 wins. We should have beat the Bucks. We should have beat the Cowboys. We should have beat the Bears. We should have beat the Steelers. But Daniel Jones is making stupid turnovers every single play.
I don't think any NFL quarterbacks likes turning the ball over as much as Daniel Jones likes turning the ball over.
Like, it's not even that he's playing bad. He's driving down the field. He's being successful. Pick. Freaking fumble. Throws the ball away. Can't throw the ball away. Just throws a pick instead.
He does crazy shit.
Give me Justin Fields, though. But the Giants win this week. We're the best team in the NFC. Yes, we are. In reality, we are.
Literally the lowest of bars. Literally the bar is still, on the ground.
We are, but we have the best defense for sure. Our defense is really good. Like, they should have beat Brady. I told y'all, number one, y'all said Brady was going to blow up the Giants defense. No. I'm Brady.
I can't do another Tom Brady debate with you. You're blind. I don't know what else to say.
Well, I was are right,
you,
though.
He are you picking the Giants? Are you picking the Giants this week?
The Giants win this week.
Okay. Adam, what are you picking? It's -3, Washington. Off a bye.
Time for your third scintillating stat of the week. The Giants are 6-1 against the spread in the last 7 games against a team with a losing record. Does the Washington football team have a losing record?
Every team in the NFC East has a losing
record. Very true, Chops. Therefore, I'm taking the Giants and taking the points. And I would also piggyback on Young Zion. I would take Giants money line.
So the Giants didn't cover the game against the Eagles on Thursday Night Football, did they?
They should have beat the Eagles too.
Did they cover that?
I'm drawing. Look it up real quick. Look it up. I'm just saying you brought out that stat, but did the most recent one was them not covering it? That's what I'm just trying to ask, you know?
I'd have to go back and look, pal. I'll get back to you on that one. Keep going.
Well, that's going to determine my pick. I don't know.
Oh, it's going to determine my pick. Then we have to pause the podcast.
No, we don't have to pause anything. Just look it up. Let me talk to
Zion. I'm looking it up. Go ahead. Keep talking to the young Zion.
Zion, what's good with you, my dog? So here's my question to you, Zion. Why Justin Fields over Trevor Lawrence?
Because number one, we're not getting Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
We're not going to get the number one pick. So stop saying Trevor Lawrence is not happening. We're not getting him.
And what's the real reason you don't want Trevor Lawrence and you want Justin Fields instead?
Trevor Lawrence is also overhyped. I don't like this hype around him. And Justin Fields is the underdog.
How is Justin Fields an underdog?
And he's
the
black.
There it is. That's what I was trying to get to. How is Justin Fields an underdog? He's the quarterback for Ohio State University.
He's an underdog because
he's a Heisman candidate. What?
He's not a Heisman candidate yet. They played 2 games, bro.
Wasn't he a finalist last year for the Heisman?
Was he?
I think so. Y'all's track records with Heismans is way worse than mine.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not gonna say no more. No Heisman. <Yeah. laughs> I don't remember, but Justin Fields, he's a sleeper, bro. He got the arm.
He's not a sleeper. Justin Fields is not a sleeper.
He's sleeper.
Do you hear what comes out of your mouth sometimes, pal?
This is like when our friend Al from Bleacher Report said Trevor Lawrence is the greatest college football quarterback ever.
Don't compare my knowledge to Al, because I'll be saying the wildest stuff on the time.
You just said Justin Fields is a sleeper.
I said he's a sleeper for the fact he's being overlooked compared to Lawrence.
Did you make that jersey mock-up yourself? Zion, for everybody who doesn't follow Zion on Twitter, he made a Justin Fields in a Giants uniform mock-up already and tweeted it at the Giants.
It just looks nice, real nice. And we need a black quarterback. I'm tired of these country quarterbacks.
Oh, now you're tired of Eli. Now it's now you're tired of
Eli.
Yeah,
man.
You ready for an update?
Let's get the update. Here we go. We're back on track.
According to producer Josh, who beat me to the punch here, the Giants were 5-point underdogs against the Eagles and did cover against Philly.
Okay. So give me the Giants. Give me the Giants +3. That's it. If this doesn't hit, then it's on you guys.
And once again, Young Zion, you're clowning yourself. So congrats, pal.
Listen, we need a black quarterback.
Here's one. Here's a game. Adam's other guy, Gardner Minshew, benched in this game.
Inaccurate. Houston, fourth false narrative.
That is
Houston
guy.
Traveling to Jacksonville. 6.5-point favorites on the road. Some guy who... What's this guy's name?
who are you talking about?
Jake Luton is starting for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Exactly. Jake Luton, he is a rookie, is starting for the Jacksonville Jaguars this week. Give me the Houston Texans -6.5. That is all that needs to be said about that.
Who the hell is Jake Luton? All these random QBs, man. Ben DiNucci.
DiNucci. Luton. We'll get to that, but DiNucci era is already over. They already benched Ben DiNucci.
Smelly. Yeah, this is easy. The Texans roll.
I mean, 93% of the money is on the Texans, which a little bit of a red flag, but
for a good reason,
they are just god awful. It's up to 7 on my board. I don't give a shit. If it's up to 10, I'd take the Texans.
Jake Lutton. I hope I'm saying that right. I don't want to. You know, we're going against him a little bit, but I do want to get his name right. Lutton.
Where did he go to college?
Ben DiNucci went to like James Madison,
which is a good FCS school.
Yeah, that's
all right. It's all right. I know.
Oregon State. Oregon State. So this is there
Oregon
a little
State
Minshew
got off for the past.
Is there some Minshew Pac-12 magic? Is that what they're trying to recreate with another Minshew too?
Disgusting.
Does he have a mustache?
He doesn't have a mustache.
Doesn't
so
even
that
have
is
a Wiki profile picture.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Let's move on. Chicago Bears at the Tennessee Titans. Titans at home, favored by 5.5. Titans coming off a loss to the Bengals, which I don't even want to get into it. You guys, some of the Bengals are trash. No, they're not trash. I don't know. The Bears coming off a loss to the Saints. The Bears might have the worst offense in the NFL. 5.5 seems like a lot. The Bears keep games close, Adam. The Bears, no matter what, they keep games close. Give me Chicago plus 5.5.
Excellent pick.
You tailing me here?
I am with you. The Bears are 3-1 against the spread this season on the road, and the Titans a little bit fugazi right now, so I'm backing you.
Yep. Zion?
Oh, I was looking. Sorry, I was looking at some election updates, wild things developing. All right,
we're doing a podcast here, pal. Let's go.
Nah, man, I care about our country. I care about
our country's in the shitter. Anyway, all right, it ain't getting out anytime soon.
Bears. Who they playing?
At Tennessee. Tennessee is favored.
This is tough. The Bears defense is legit though. They're nice.
Oh, just an update because people were saying, hey, maybe they should go back to Mitch. Mitch Trubisky played one play last week, a gimmick play, and he got hurt. So I think Nick Foles is the starting quarterback.
Free Javon Wims, by the way.
No free Javon. Why? Wait, why?
For him.
Free Javon Wims, bro.
Why?
That man didn't deserve no suspension, bro. If he got spit in the face.
Did he get spit in the face? Did he get spit in the face?
Yeah, is that confirmed?
That's what he claims.
The NFL denied his appeal, so.
Yeah, and usually Roger Goodell is pretty straightforward with that kind of stuff.
Just stop punching people with helmets on.
That was sarcasm. Yeah,
you should be suspended for your stupidity.
All right, Zion, who are you picking? Are you going with your Titans or the Bears?
I'm not my Titans.
Bro. You like the Titans.
I'll go with the Titans. I don't trust the Bears offense.
There we go. Here we go. Let's talk about it. Baltimore at the Indianapolis Colts.
Jesus.
In Indy, Baltimore is favored by 2.5 on the road.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Zion, you go first.
Let me
just say that I had some people. I'm not going to name them.
I don't care. I saw the tweets. They were tweeting at you saying, I wonder what Zion thinks about Brady and Lamar. Shut up. No one cares about your thing.
The only people that tweet me about the podcast are literally just tweet me about your guys' dumb opinions. So keep it going, Zion.
You have some of the bad worst opinions on this podcast. Stop counting.
No one says that. No one tweets that.
They tweet it when basketball season comes. Lamar Jackson, we need you, man. The black community needs you. America needs you, bro. Superman, come back to us. Come back to us.
Lamar needs a game. Lamar needs a game.
If Lamar goes off this week, he's quieting y'all because the Colts defense is very good.
So now the Colts defense is very good. I'm just trying to keep track because every time
the team was good.
Every time the Browns play somebody, you guys discredit them. Then they play someone else and those teams are suddenly good again.
I never said the team was good.
Okay.
I said the Giants have good defense too. Are they good?
You're saying that Lamar bounces back, Ravens bounce back.
Yes.
Okay. Adam, you go. I'll go last.
Do the Colts have a good defense?
Yes.
Are the Colts getting points at home?
Yes.
Does Lamar Jackson struggle against good defenses?
Do the Colts employ your actual favorite quarterback in the league?
False narrative number 5. But all that being said, I'm going to take the Colts. I'm going to take the points. And I'm going to watch Lamar struggle against a good defense again.
Get your Bill Polian on.
You sound a little excited about saying that last part. I, too, am going with the Colts getting points at home. But not fully because of Lamar. Marlon Humphrey tested positive for COVID. It knocked a slew of Ravens out. It looks like they're going to be able to play because they're going to be able to come back. But a lot of guys, Patrick Queen, Matthew Judon, aren't going to be able to practice this week. Give me the Colts at home. I like that. I don't know if Lamar's going to struggle. I think that team needs him to have a good game against a good defense right now. And if he doesn't, it's going to get real. It's going to get louder. But
it's going to get MAGA. It's going to get very MAGA.
All right. Calm down. I'm taking the Colts. I think it's going to be close. Give me the Colts plus 2.5. Let's keep it moving. Las Vegas Raiders traveling to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers. The Chargers are favored in this game by 1.5. Are you seeing that, Adam, on your
book? The game opened at 3.
That's confusing to me. I'm going Raiders here. I like Raiders no matter what. If the Raiders are on underdog, give me that. The Chargers, Justin Herbert looks great, but I don't think they're trading guys away. They're injured. I don't like that. Give me the Raiders.
Oh, it's my turn. Another QB that's better than Baker Mayfield, Justin Herbert.
Better than Daniel Jones, too, buddy.
He is. But Daniel Jones better than Baker, too.
That's not true.
But the Raiders win here. Chargers can't win. They just can't win. They're losing the franchise. Got a good future, though. They'll get there.
88% of the money right now is coming in on the Raiders. I would have loved to have had this game at 3, but for our purposes, it's 1.5. I'm taking Vegas along with Chops. Roll with the Raiders.
Yeah. That's good. If you got it earlier in the week, if you were like I wasn't looking at lines earlier this week, but if you did, congrats. That's a good beat. Okay. Miami Dolphins traveling to Arizona. Arizona is favored by 4. Dolphins obviously got a win in... exactly. I was about to say the same thing. A lot of people giving Tua credit. I'm sure he'll be fine. Maybe. I don't know. Go ahead, they did not win that game because of Tua. Give me Cardinals covering this 4. I see it 5 some places. Even at 5, I like it. Give me the Cardinals at home to cover coming off the bye week. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you said it. Those 98 yards ain't doing it for me, bro. You got to show me something. But Kyler and the boys will be ready. Sneaker? Nah. I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna.
What were you gonna say? Sneaker?
Nah. I'll hold off for it. It's a hot take. I'll wait. For
Now you have to say.
I'm gonna wait a couple weeks.
Who is the hot take about?
Is it about Kyler?
Yes, it's about Kyler.
Oh, is he top 5 better than Brady?
No. We will discuss in 5 weeks.
Why 5 weeks?
What a weird.
What
Adam,
the fuck are you
pick?
Talking about?
I don't know. Adam, what's your pick?
You are lost, pal. I am actually going to take the Dolphins, who have been good to me this year.
Ooh, yes. The Dolphins have been good to me, too. They fucked me over last week. I didn't believe.
They, despite the fact that they are seemingly that talented.
Like they are spread they busters. That team.
They stick around in these games. So I'm going to take the 4 points. I would love to have it at 5. I see it at 4 right now. The bets are pretty even on both sides right now, but more money is coming into Miami.
I think they've been an amazing bubble. I think the bubble bursts on that week that this week, Adam. I think the luck on that runs out a little bit because the Rams game was fluky. 100%. I had the Rams that so I think it slows down a little bit. That's why I'm
and
going the other
way.
You can
poke holes in the winning up in San Fran, but, you know, their injuries. I get you can poke holes in the Dolphins plenty of times, but they've been.
But you're completely right about Miami has been. You can make money off the Miami Dolphins this year. That's 100%. All we'll say. All right. Oh, this game is. Pittsburgh Steelers at the Dallas Cowboys. Garrett Gilbert is starting a quarterback for the Cowboys, I think, or someone else. I don't know. DiNucci Air is over. 13.5 point spread. That could be 30, and I think I would take the Steelers here.
Oh, man. Do we even have to start talk about these games?
No, just say it. Just say it.
Bro, yeah. It's Steelers, Ben DiNucci, worst quarterback I've ever seen.
DiNucci's not playing. Garrett Gilbert is.
Garrett Gilbert? When did that happen? They benched him?
DiNucci got benched, yes.
Oh, Jesus. Even worse.
Actually, I think Garrett Gilbert was on the Browns practice squad, and he played in a couple of preseason games. No, I think he'll actually do better than...
Wait, so he couldn't make the roster to back up Baker?
He was on the roster, and the Cowboys signed him off the roster. So he was on the roster.
And he was on the roster. Behind Baker stinks.
All right.
Whatever. Steelers.
Just pick the Steelers and keep moving. Adam, what do you think?
Yeah, listen, it's astronomical.
It's not that astronomical, Adam.
In the grand scheme of things, it is, but the Cowboys are a certified dumpster fire, so this line is pretty ridiculous. I actually thought it would be a little bit higher, but it's still in the grand scheme of things of lines. It's still an astronomical number at 14 or 13 and a half.
Can we talk, or you know what we didn't talk about on Monday or Tuesday? The crazy cover that the Eagles got on the Cowboys in that Sunday Night Football game with the fumble where the guy was clearly down. I felt bad for
the Cowboys
had
a chance to backdoor, so, you know.
I felt bad for Dallas Bettors.
Anyway, to make a quick pick here. 97% of the money is in on the Steelers. How can you justify taking the Cowboys? Even though it's 14 or 13 and a half, again, a big number to cover, you can't justify taking Dallas. I'll roll with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, same. Finally. I mean, not finally. 2 weeks ago, we had a good Sunday night game. But finally, we have a Sunday night game with no NFC East teams. New Orleans Saints traveling to Tampa Bay, taking on the Bucs. Antonio Brown is playing. Huge storylines. This is a... The division could very well be on the line. Saints are already up one game. You know, the Saints beat Tampa Bay week one. 5.5, I think, is the spread for Tampa at home. I'm not betting against Tom. I don't bet against Tom Brady. Give me that Bucks cover.
Tom Brady. Tom Brady lovers. Some cornballs, man. Like you did. Wait, can I ask this? Did Tom Brady play well last week to y'all?
Decent
enough to win the game.
He had nothing to do with that win. That was Daniel Jones. I'm picking against Brady this week because I can't stand him. I don't care.
You don't want to take the Saints, though.
I'm taking the Saints. Taking the Saints.
Have fun
the
with
Saints
that.
Win this week.
Have fun with that, Adam. I
bold pick. I like it, pal. Well done. Way to show off. I'm going against Chops here. I'm going to take the points. Give me 5.5 of the Saints. I am on the record as saying I'm sick of seeing the goddamn New Orleans Saints on a national primetime game.
Yeah, I mean, they're on primetime. They're on primetime every week.
Every fucking week. I'm sick of it. But 78% of the money is coming in on them. Sharp money coming in on New Orleans. I'm going to back the Sharps. Go with them. Give me the 5.5 points.
I feel even better. I'm fading the public. Give me that.
You're not fading the public, pal.
Sharp I'm fading the Sharps?
The Saints. Yes. Right now, it's even. 50-50, both sides.
And you know what?
Equal bets.
You know what?
Both sides.
In my mind, Adam, I'm a sharp, so let's go. Let's ride.
Okay, pal.
Let's ride on the Bucks,
that
baby.
3-11 record last week would speak
otherwise. What about my 10-4 record 2 weeks ago? Or my 9-5 record last week 2 weeks ago?
Wait a second. Breaking news. Nobody cares.
Yeah, people care. I've made people money. People care. All right. Monday Night Football. Jesus Christ.
Listen, this is just at least the Giants and Bucks was entertaining, but this is worse.
Quickly, can we, because producer Josh just put this in our little chat here, precisely no one, and I mean absolutely fucking no one, gives a shit about Tom Brady and Drew Brees jockeying for career TD in the NFL. No one gives a fuck.
Damn.
That reminded me, Adam, did you know that Tom Brady and Drew Brees are going back and forth on who has the most touchdown passes?
Yes, and that is the worst thing that has ever been put on a breaking news, bottom line by Fox. I can't believe they were that red signal they were putting up on Sunday. I thought someone either died or had a broken leg or another torn ACL. No, Drew Brees passed Tom Brady for career TD passes. No one gives a shit. No one cares. No one's following this. No one is going to be investing in this narrative the rest of the season. End this shit. But you know that Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth are going to beat it like a dead fucking horse on Sunday.
I can't wait. Let's do it. I'm in.
I am muting the telecast on Sunday.
Good for you. We're riding with Brady, baby. Monday Night Football, as Zion said. The New England Patriots are traveling to New York to take on the New York Jets. The Patriots are favored by 7. Both these teams... The Patriots aren't as big as a dumpster fire as the Jets, obviously, but I feel like we got to be pretty close to Belichick pulling the plug on Cam, which is sad. Cam's going to get a lot of blame for a team that's just not very good, sadly. I don't like that. Belichick's going to get off the hook. That being said, any 7-point spread against the Jets, I have to take. Patriots cover this against the Jets. The Jets are terrible.
Patriots.
You don't want to talk about Cam at all, Zion?
No, I'm not wasting my breath on this game.
You. I love it.
Fair enough. Yeah, there is zero justification right now to take the Jets in this game. The Patriots have won 9 in a row in this series. It's about to be 10. They're going to cover.
Did Tom Brady? My counterpoint debate would be Tom Brady played in all those.
Okay. Games. The other counterpoint is that Bill Belichick is a million times better coach than Adam Gase. The Jets have traded away some of their impact defensive players. Sam Darnold has a sprained shoulder, and the Jets are completely.
I mean, we gotta let go of the Belichick is going to win these beat these spreads for these games.
Okay, but who do you trust to out game plan someone?
No, Adam Gase or Bill Belichick? I'm taking the Patriots -7. I'm just saying, like, let's slow the brakes, pump the brakes on.
He doesn't have the personnel he had several years ago, 100%. But with you, I'm going to lay the 7 points for the Patriots. They will annihilate the Jets and embarrass them as they usually do.
See, and that's the last game of the week. We're about to get out of here. But can you actually lay the points with me? You don't gamble anymore. That's my the saddest part of this. Get into the fire with me, Adam.
I've been taking a break.
You're putting up 8-6 numbers, and you're sitting on the sideline.
I need a very necessary break after a decade of being in the deep in the weeds.
Get into the fire with me. That's all I'm asking.
Well, when New York State
legalizes, both you guys.
Not legalized. When they actually allow you to gamble electronically and digitally the way normal people do across the country, that'll be a different story, pal.
So you guys are both on board when that happens. Before we get out of here, what did Shams tweet today, Zion?
Drew Holiday. I've been telling you.
He did say multiple, and word on the street, Shams might be coming back. I'm going to have 1,000 questions, but he did say multiple contenders are interested.
And we know who the number one team is that is interested and that can offer the best trade package.
Okay, but real quick.
We do not know that.
When Shams does come back in the podcast, because teaser alert, Shams will be on the podcast just a few days before the NBA draft. We only are allowing him to speak for 2 minutes about the Drew Holiday interest, which every goddamn contender in the NBA would have interest in Drew Holiday.
You don't put no cap on that, bro.
It might be like 5 minutes. We'll see. We'll see how we're feeling.
Also, another breaking news from Mark Stein. He says the NBA players are the momentum is moving toward a December 1st training camp start.
Well, yeah,
if they don't want to lose hundreds of millions
Adam
of dollars.
Adam Silver dropped that money talk, and that shit got going real quick.
If you don't want your paycheck to be any lighter, then get your ass in training camp by December.
So LeBron's going to play on Christmas and then take 3 weeks off?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Hey, selfishly, we talked about this before. Give me the NBA back. I welcome the NBA coming back so soon.
Listen, I can't fucking wait. Listen, this is Wednesday when we're taping this. I can't wait for Maction tonight. I can't wait to watch Mac football to distract me from all the nonsense going on right now. So, yeah, 1,000,000%. We need all the sports we can possibly get.
Actually, let me. No, I'm going to watch Mac football.
You're not going to watch Mac football tonight?
No. I went to a Mac school. OU Bobcats, baby. We're playing. Let's go.
The Mac is back.
Here we go. I have some locks. I usually tweet out Twitter. Like I was like, give me some locks for the week. So I do have some locks. Rutgers. Someone said Rutgers is covering. Who is Rutgers playing this week?
Who cares?
I don't fucking know.
Okay. Someone said Rutgers is covering. We do not know who they're playing. We do not know the spread.
You really swerved in this. Rutgers, this is not another rundown here, pal.
Someone said Panthers and Chiefs over. I don't know what the over is. I didn't look. But someone said take that over.
You're going too fast for me here. Hang on. Let me check one thing at a time.
Yeah, that backs up our stat about, you know, there's going to be a lot of scoring in that game. I would imagine it's probably in the 51 range, if I had to guess. Nick Restivo, friend of the pod, friend of Complex, said Notre Dame +7.5.
All right.
Notre Dame is playing Clemson without Trevor Lawrence. So he's saying Notre Dame
I'm
going to
give you the over-under for the Packers 49ers game. You ready?
That's not what we want. We want Panthers Chiefs.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misheard you. That would be 50.5.
50.5. So we have someone on Twitter told me that's a lock. Restivo told me Notre Dame +7.5, also a lock. So just, you know, I'm just giving the people some other, you know, people give us locks. I just want to give them out. You know, if anybody's feeling that Notre Dame line, I don't hate it.
Don't take Chop's advice anymore after you went 3-11.
Do not listen. 3-11, bro.
All
right. On that note, we will see you guys next week. We love y'all. Thank you for supporting us. Until next time, have a good one. As always, Special thanks to our producers, Josh Dodd and Jasmine Plata. We wouldn't be able to do this without them. Our sound engineer, Tyler Boltice. Our production manager, Sean Sel Correa. Our talent booker, Shanice Kelman, who gets us all of our great guests. Our senior director of operations, Jen Stewart. Our general manager, Johnny Kwok. This podcast is a production of the Complex Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.